when in times of sorrow and unworthiness, we as mortals sink deeper into the abyss of despair, where we may revel in our own self-pity. For only in that realm can we truly leave out God, the Maker, the Tempter, and the Redeemer of life. So live that in darkness of moments or of days, we place a trust in the Almighty One who reaches out a lifting and a comforting hand. Let us dig an eternal pit for the eternal I, and subordinate our brief but eventful lives to God. In meagerness are we born of love and into sin, of hope and despair, of death and redemption. What is love? The acceptance and sharing of that gift extended from the Maker and Builder of us. Mortals, yes, but an eternal, immortal life through God.
Romans chapter 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I bid everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God has assigned him. For as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ, according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. He who teaches, in his teaching. He who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who contributes, in liberality. He who gives aid, with zeal. He who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all.
Let us pray. Our Father, we come in this moment confessing our sin. We confess that we have not taken opportunity to love as we should have loved. We confess that we have been unconcerned about the needs of our world. We confess in particular, our Father, the walls of arrogance and suspicion and hatred which have separated us from our brother. And we pray that you would forgive us and come into our lives and purify us and bring healing. Our Father, help us to be able to love one another. Help us to be genuinely a fellowship of Christians. Make us instruments of your peace, that our lives may show to all men that your love is a redemptive love. Be with our seminary, that it may continue to search for your truth, that it may continue to serve your purposes. Be with us as we continue to worship. These things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
This has been a busy year for the Student Coordinating Council, I suppose as every year is for the Student Coordinating Council. So often the work of the council goes unnoticed because of the lack of publicity. Perhaps this is necessarily so because of the nature of some of the tasks that the council performs. the details of committee work, of making arrangements for discussion groups, social activities, and other events. This year, the Council has sought to better inform the student body of the opportunities of service which are available through the work of the Council. This has been done through a new Student Coordinating Council bulletin board in the Appleby Building, and also through our student publication, The Inquiry. Through such publicity and the more direct contact that you may have had with the various council committees, I hope you have become more familiar with the services of your council. The standing committees have worked very diligently during the past school year, and I would like to cite some of their work going alphabetically. The athletic committee has worked very hard with intramural programs, including such sports as golf, tennis, football, and basketball. The devotional committee has provided varied and interesting and stimulating chapel programs. Our drama committee has produced plays both for our campus and to be held off our campus at other schools. These have included such plays as Inherit the Wind, Waiting for Godot, and Circle Beyond Fear. The ethics committee has been concerned with the ethical standards of our student body. This has been climaxed by the symposium which was held in February, dealing with the changing role of the pastor. The extension committee, perhaps one of the hardest working of our committees with the least publicity, has provided opportunities for worship services and for guidance and counseling in such areas as rest homes here in Wake Forest, the Murdoch School, and the prisons in Raleigh. Our music committee has cooperated with other committees to provide musicians and encourage an interest in music whenever possible. This, for example, would be illustrated by the organ recitals which have been scheduled several afternoons during the school year. Our social committee, as is needed for any student body, has provided socials of various natures, such things as an opening school picnic, a shindig, movies on the campus during on the weekend, and on a more serious note, the recreation drama conference, when the committee, with the cooperation of other committees on the council, has sought to deal more concisely and realistically with the role of recreation and drama in the ministry of the whole church's program. And the welfare committee has sought to help students whenever a need has come to its attention. This year's council has also had the task of carrying out several projects which were adopted by last year's council. The first of these, which stands out most, is the student publication, The Inquiry. It has completed its first year under the able leadership of its editor as he has worked in cooperation with the executive committee of the council. According to the motion adopted by last year's council, this paper was to be evaluated on the basis of its first year of operation. The council this spring has done this and has tried to set up some guidelines upon which we hope the new editor will be better able to build upon the experience of the first year. The Social Action Committee has functioned this year. It was created last year as a subcommittee of the Ethics Committee. It has operated for a full year with special emphasis upon the student interracial ministry. Also, as a result of suggestions from last year, this year's council has pursued the establishment of a Fine Arts Committee, which we will be asking the new council to deal with the proper constitutional changes. This would combine the drama and music committees to combine their work and to expand their work in the broader area of fine arts. Your council has provided several other services during this school year. We were all quite shocked at the tragic death of two of our former fellow students, Samuel Amu and George Walter. The council provided the opportunity for collections to be taken up for the families of these two men. The council has also assisted or set up the following seminars, discussion groups, and conferences. These have included such things as the Evangelism Conference in November, a seminar on the Vatican Council in December, which was led by a Baptist pastor and a Catholic priest from Raleigh. This pursued through a specially appointed committee of the council. The Ethics Symposium in February dealt with the changing role of the pastor. And the council also set up and encouraged students to participate in dialogue with Dr. Robert Handy when he was here as a Carver Barnes lecturer. The Social Committee, along with other committees, participated in setting up the Recreation Drama Conference, which was held the first part of this month. Yes, you can see, this has been a very busy and at times hectic year. May I take this opportunity to express appreciation to each council member for his cooperation and support of the council this year. I would also express appreciation at this time to the administration and to the faculty members who served as faculty advisors to many of these committees. And in closing, I trust I speak for all the council when I say it has been a privilege and a joy to serve our school during this school year. We thank you, the student body, for bestowing upon us the honor and the opportunity of serving you. In these concluding moments then of this service, we come to the time in which we thank this outgoing council for their diligent work during this past year. As Brady said, much of it is of the non-publicity type. The same time that we come to thank the old council, we come to challenge the new council. In this, one of the newer traditions of the student body, with the symbolism of the candle. The candle, the larger candle, and the smaller candles are here with several thoughts or purposes in mind. First of all, the candle to symbolize our common task in spreading the news of our Christ, who said, "I am the light of the world." Second, in carrying out this tradition, which we started last year, the large candle signifies a unity which should and can bind us all together in this task or in this Christian love and in Christian fellowship. And then signifying the unity of the council, even though there be diversities of opinion, the common task does unite us. Third, the continuity of the council is shown as the retiring members come and transfer the smaller candle, which has been lighted from the large candle, to the new council member who accepts that responsibility. Then fourth, the realization that our individual candles, as well as our individual talents and abilities, can only do so much, but banded together, the talents and efforts of individuals can be multiplied many times. I now ask the old and the new council officers to stand. The outgoing are on my left, your right. The incoming council is on my right, your left. First are the class representatives. The first name read will be from the outgoing council. The second name read will be from the incoming council. Senior representatives, Jim Perry and Dave Allred. Jim Perry will also represent Jesse Croom on the old council and Ed Middleton. Bob Knott and Terry Welber. Middle representatives, Terry Brooks and Steve Watson. Ed Corson and Mervyn Whaley. The other representatives will come later. Now for the committee chairman. Athletic Committee, Rucker Burnett and Jeff Marlowe. Joe Klontz, a class representative, will come for Sammy Williams, the devotional chairman from the old council who was elected to a new position, and Dale Steele from the new council. The drama committee, Carol Winfield, succeeded herself. John Carter, junior representative, will come representing the old council. and Carol Winfield of the New. The Ethics Committee, Bob Richardson and Sammy Williams. The Extension Committee, Lynn Holmes and Lida Henderson. Music Committee, Joyce Tripp and Norman Coggins. Social Committee, Velma McGee and Brenda Taft. The Welfare Committee, Charles Parker, graduate representative, will come for Lonnie Parker, who was elected to a new position, and the new counsel, Cecil Green. The general officers come next. Secretary, Treasurer, Mary Margaret Fowler, and Kitty Bass. Vice Chairman, George Lewis and Lonnie Parker. The General Chairman for this past year has been Mr. Brady Searles, who has told you what the rest of the council has done during the year. We are indebted to him very much for his diligent service, his devotion to the school, his aim to draw the student body into a united front, and we thank him very much. You have elected as your general chairman to guide and to coordinate the council's function for the next year, Mr. Hal Littleton.
Al, once again, congratulations. I also present to you this gavel, a symbol of your office, and also express the faith in your ability to occupy this position with the excellent leadership which you have indicated already.
Dr. Binkley, Mr. Batters, Mr. Searles, councils, faculty of Southeastern Seminary, fellow students and friends, may I take this opportunity to express to you my deepest appreciation for the honor and the responsibility which you have invested upon me by selecting me as chairman of the Student Coordinating Council. It is with gratitude and, I must admit, apprehension that I accept the position. May I be perhaps presumptuous, but nevertheless affirmative in stating that our seminary is a faith-learning family. It is only in community that we fulfill that to which we have been called, indeed, our reason for existence. The responsibility for the fullest effectiveness of our student council does not solely rest on one person, nor on a small group called a council. It is the shared responsibility of students and faculty. The Student Coordinating Council is intended to be a service to the seminary and the community. This service is a part of our Christian responsibility, yours and ours. In the endeavor to promote activities throughout next year, we solicit your prayers and participation. They are not easy, undirected, meaningless endeavors. In a tangible manner, they are a gauge of our involvement and dedication, our awareness to the world around us, and that begins where and when we are. We request your suggestions, your criticisms, your cooperation. I wish to express a heartfelt thank you to Brady Searles and the old council for this year's work. They have been worthy examples to follow. Again, on behalf of the new council and myself, I offer you our sincerest appreciation for the confidence and the opportunity you have provided us. Please pledge with us the best of our collective talents as students and devotions of Christian dedication as we face the challenges of the year ahead.
Father, from whom all thoughts of truth proceed, we thank thee for the creative minds and high purpose of the students assembled here today. Let thy blessing come abundantly upon them and upon the teachers who participate with them in the guidance of the growth of thy servants through Jesus Christ our Lord.